It's time to train those management muscles. So put down those weights and pick up that pen, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro?
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Cervantes, and if you've made it to episode 2, I'd like to personally thank you. This has definitely been a learning curve doing this new podcast, but it's been really exciting, and I hope that you're enjoying the content so far. Speaking of learning, that's exactly what episode 2 is all about. The coaching model, how to train like a pro. If you're a manager or leader, then you know how important it is to effectively train and coach your team. You don't want to have to go back and continually say the same thing over and over. So if we're able to do it right the first time, that's going to save you a lot of time in the long run. Learning is a way of life. We all do it, and hopefully you've decided to be a lifelong learner. In our previous episode, we talked about the types of learners. There's verbal learners, visual learners, and kinesthetic learners. Verbal learners can learn by hearing or reading some content. Visual learners have to actually see it. And kinesthetic learners are the ones that have to do it. So I'm going to teach you how to hit all three at one time. And that's through our coaching model called Tell, Show, Do. It's a fairly common coaching model out there, and maybe you've heard of it before. The tell part of tell, show, do is going to hit those verbal learners. The show part, where you actually show them how to do it, is going to help those visual learners. And the do part, having them do it, have them take the wheel, that's going to hit those kinesthetic learners. But before we get into coaching anything, we have to actually know what they need to be coached on. Where are their weaknesses? In what ways can we train them so they can perform more effectively? And that starts with discovery. Before you do any type of coaching, you want to do your homework ahead of time. Look at your KPIs. See where there may be areas of weakness. Break it down as far as you can, and then go into this meeting or go into this location or club with a plan. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You need to be flexible. Because even though we want to be prepared and we want to have a plan, sometimes you're going to find that what I'm going to tell you next may take you in a different direction. As a leader or manager, you have probably earned that title. You are an expert in your particular skill. You have plenty of experience and a lot of wisdom that you could share with your team. But what I want to encourage you to do is to slow down on your training and coaching process. Instead of going into your visit or your club and telling them what they need to do, first, I want you to ask a few questions. I myself found that I was rushing my visits and not even targeting the areas of weakness. I'm telling you this because I was one of those managers that would rush the process. I did my homework. And based on that, I had assumptions and went into the club with a plan, but I wouldn't veer from that plan. And then later I found out that there were areas of weakness that had I slowed down and simply asked a few questions to start, maybe I could have saved some time. One of the things that I started doing was when I would go into a club visit, one of the first things I did with my particular manager that I was meeting with that day was we did a club walk. We just simply walked through the club, checked out how everything was going, looked for red flags, made sure the club was clean and crisp, and we would talk during that time. And I started changing that conversation. I would ask them, "How are you doing?" And of course, most of the time, they would go straight towards work-related topics, KPIs, and where they're doing really well, and maybe even they knew where they were doing weak at this point. But I had to stop them and say, "No, how are you doing? How are you enjoying your role? Where do you feel like you're doing well? And where do you feel like you could use some help?" And many of them would be surprised because they didn't think that an above club level leader could actually care about them, could actually care about something more than numbers on a piece of paper or on a computer screen. When someone feels like their leader really cares about their success, and I mean them personally, then you'd be surprised the loyalty and the dedication you can get out of that team member. You also should want to know if they hate their job or things are not going well, because that is your job as a leader to help intercede and repair it. If they are enjoying their role, which is what we want, then where do they feel like they could use a little extra help? That may be where you focus your coaching that day. And it may be different than your original plan. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if you have a healthy leader, then you're going to have them coaching a healthy team, and you're going to have a healthy culture in that club. Let's say that conversation goes really well, there's no red flags, and now we're going to sit down and go over our plan for the day. I want to encourage you not to give away your secrets. You've done your homework, and you probably have an assumption of what's going on and where they could use the most improvement. But instead of telling them what that is, I want you to ask questions to see if they're self-aware, or if not, if they can discover what that weakness is themselves. Have a conversation, ask more questions, and see if you can nail down exactly what the issue is. Not just what the symptom of the issue is, but what the actual root of the issue is. I'm a huge advocate of teaching your team how to be problem solvers. It's similar to that saying, if you're going to offer complaints, offer solutions. And this is going to be the same. Once you discover the issue, see if they can problem solve it. And then you add your years of experience and wisdom and expertise. Now that we know the solution and we've talked about it, you've hit those verbal learners. But what about the visual learners? We got to show them how it's done. So whether you're walking them through certain programs, or maybe you're doing a role play for a sales situation, show them how it's done. Your visual people are really going to have to see it come to life. But we still have one type of learner left, your kinesthetic learners. And these people have to do it themselves. So after you've shown them how it's done, step back, erase it, and have them take the wheel and repeat what you just did. Be there to support and assist if they need. But your kinesthetic learners are going to shine here. Now we've completed the tell, show, do coaching model. We've helped our verbal learners, our visual learners, and our kinesthetic learners. I really encourage you to try this next time you go into your next meeting or visit. Go in with a plan, but don't rush it, because those discovery questions could take you down a side road. Mastering the skill can make the best of all your experience and expertise. You'll be training like a pro in no time. Just like in the fitness world, how it's super important to train your body, it's also important to train your mind. Thanks for joining me today. If you learned something, be sure to subscribe so you can stay connected and be the first to hear when new episodes are released. As always, I know you can lift, but the question is, can you lead?
Thanks for tuning in to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Like what you heard? Let us know. Did you learn something? Well, then like, share, and subscribe. If you have a specific topic or idea that you'd like included, leave it in the comments. Until next time.